God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to 5926 Central. We're going to try to keep it popping for you tonight. The main thing that I want to talk about, is, honestly, don't know. Today is crazy, for real, for real. But I'll get that thought back in just a few minutes. I received a text. Let me be open and honest. I received a text and lost my thoughts. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. All right, let's start off with a little bit of Billy Cook. Let's see. Talking about She's a Gangster. Right here on 5926 Central.
I need a gangster girl.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Oh my God. Welcome to the show. Oh my God. Okay, I'm all right now. Jeez, all around me every day. What's going on, Zaya? What's happening?
At work, as usual.
Oh, Jesus. I figured you was. I was ready, though. I was like, I'm going to play songs all through this show. Oh! I was going to have the show sold up, girl. Just sold all the way up, for real. Anyway, oh, had that little cough, but it's okay now. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. All right. So, how your day going? I mean, you still at work, so yeah, how's it going?
You still going?
It's still going, huh?
Yeah.
Man. What you do this weekend? How was the weekend?
Well, excuse me. This weekend, I went and looked at my shoes, looked right, and her told me, and then I turned around and came back home.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I had a good weekend. Worked on some paint, did some painting, you know, back on my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Turned out pretty good.
It looks good.
Yes, yes. I'm going to be using that trailer for pop-up shops and all that good stuff. So I'm excited about that. And getting ready to do more paintings on wood, like tall, big, plywood type situations. So I kind of have that drop for my pop-up shop. I think that'll be live.
It sounds about right.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I tell y'all what we're going to do. We're going to keep it moving, right? Play a little more music. It sounds at work. And I'm just here chilling with you. So what we're going to do, play a little bit more music, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. All right? Y'all are listening to 59 26 Central. And we are happy to be back on the air with you. This song coming up is by myself, Casanova, Southern Love.
And now, more feel-good music.
That Southern Love by none other than Marcel Casanova. Y'all know we want to take the time out to let you know what's going on in the weather. As I promised, I always say I'm going to do the weather, and I end up doing something else. But here it goes. Mostly clear here in Houston, Texas, partly patchy fogs late, lows in the upper 50s, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour for Tuesday. Partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Patchy fog early in the morning, highs around 80, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Tuesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Patchy fog late in the evening, lows in the lower 60s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, hump day, it's going to be mostly cloudy. A slight chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the morning. Then a chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain will be at 20% in the morning and increasing to 40% in the afternoon. All right, this is 5926 intro. Oh, Jesus. All right, so, Zam, got to talk about this windstorm that hit Houston. And I chose to wear my big hair, not knowing that what the news lady said was for real, right? So I decide I'm gonna go and do a photo shoot, you know, practice with my camera, right? Get out there, yeah. And thank God that I glued my wig on, for real. I glued it on this time. You know, some of us be like, I'm going to do this glueless wig. You know, it's going to be all good. Listen, the wind was blowing so bad. I mean, so hard that the fountains made it feel like it was raining, you know. And I don't know what I was thinking. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, for real. I was so happy that wig didn't come off, girl. I wasn't that confident about the glue until, you know, it was like different. You know, the wind would blow hard, then it would stop for a little while. You think you were safe. Then all of a sudden, you got to hold on to something. That's how bad the wind was. And my wig came through like a champ. Do you hear what I'm saying? That wig, man. Oh, my God. I don't know what other people are using, but the glue I had, that was the truth. For real.
Was it the truth?
Yeah. It was the truth. It was the real deal, Holyfield. For real. I mean, at one time, Zim, I thought it was coming off. I ain't going to lie to you. I thought it was done. I was ready, though, because I had a cute little brown little stocking cap, you know, and everything. So. I was ready. Mm-hmm. And you know people going to film it, so you got to be happy with what's under that wig. It ain't just about what the wig looks like. Now you got to be happy with what's under the wig, too.
Yeah.
Man. I've seen some people's wig come off on some of them World Star videos. I'm like, jeez. Caught you slipping. You didn't properly secure that. You didn't, you just threw that on. Anyway. So it was something I was going to talk about. What was I going to talk? I forgot. Let me see if I can remember. Something happened. Oh, I was watching the series Insecure. Do you watch Insecure?
No.
Okay.
I'm not
okay.
Just
let you
be anything.
Okay. Okay. So in Insecure, okay, on the show, I was binging, me and my husband was binging Insecure. So the Insecure, the two best friends, Issa and Molly, they weren't talking. They weren't feeling each other for a while, so they dissed each other, right? They ain't talking to each other. But I was looking at their relationship for real. And the way their relationship is Molly used to always save Issa. Issa was the one always struggling with a job, struggling with a place to live. And Molly was always the one helping her best friend, right? So Issa had found her niche, right, putting together big events, all of this. So to me, this is what my synopsis. Molly started feeling out of place because she's usually the one that got to bail out, that got to help her, got to talk her through some of her retarded decisions and stuff. And now Issa looks like Issa is becoming independent, growing up. Huh?
Things are finally getting it together.
Exactly. And Issa is not as needy as Molly is used to, right? And which brings me to a conversation I had with somebody about payoffs in relationships, right? Now, Molly's payoff in the relationship with Issa was feeling like she was a hero, feeling like she was needed, right? So when she wasn't needed anymore, she didn't know how to deal with Issa. The way I see it, that's the dysfunction in it. So instead of her trying to redefine their relationship and really get to know her friend in her new, as the new her or whatever, the elevated, illuminated or whatever her, she decided she don't want to talk to them no more. Right?
Wow.
Yeah. Now, and then let me flip-flop over to Issa's side. Issa's side was, Issa was always asking her for stuff, let's be honest, But this is the position that Molly took. You shouldn't have took that position. You see what I'm saying? You shouldn't have took it. So Issa turned around while Molly was in her feelings, right, and dealing with a whole lot of other baggage, too. So sometimes when you're dealing with other baggage, you kind of project it on other people. Other people talking to you, you can't hear them because you and your own stuff, right?
Right.
So Issa calls Molly. Molly, I need you to do me a favor. Ask your boyfriend, can he hook me up? My artist bailed on me. I need another artist. So Molly, out of her little feeling, feeling some type of way, tells Issa, I'm not going to do it. I didn't ask him, and I don't think I'm going to. Right?
Oh.
Now, yeah. So Issa turned around, right? Issa is about to tank, right? Come to find out, Issa calls her boyfriend, right? Because she told her she want to mix personal with business, right? So Issa say, okay, well, I ain't going to talk to you and get you in it. I'm going to just call him myself. Oh, my God. So Molly found out that Issa called a man and decided she's going to go off on her at the block party. At the party. You understand what I'm saying? Now, my thing is, okay, you already didn't help put it together. You was already in your feelings. You already, throwing jabs and being a little stressful anyway through the process. Then, instead of you waiting, saying, girl, about the block party yesterday, I found out, I didn't like it. You're going to do it right here at the block party. Okay.
Right.
All right, Zim, how you feel about that? That whole scenario. What do you think? Yeah, because I can't hear you.
I'm on my cell phone. I don't have a good signal, so can you hear me okay? Still no?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. I can hear you.
I don't exactly know how, I mean, I know how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
But after this whole situation, we're going to have a conversation. You know, we're going to leave out of the event. We're going to step outside and we're going to have a conversation. And if that doesn't work, then the party will go on. We will finish. And we're still going to have a conversation. And when we have that conversation and everything is out in the open and, you know, and everything is out, you told me what your feelings are and why you think you were validated in doing what you did, then we're done.
We're
done because for me, some people say I'm over it. I don't. You just not. That's not. You know, and if I can't trust you as a friend to come to me and let me know exactly what the problem is, you know, even if you think I'm ignoring you because I got my own thing going and I'm vested and I'm trying to get stuff together, you know, which you could ask me that. You could pull me to the side and be like, hey, chick, slow your roll, pump your brakes. I'm here. What's going on? You know, and we could have that conversation and everything will be cool. But instead of doing that, you vested in your feelings and what you thought things were. And because you're pissed that I don't need you the way I used to, you should be happy for me. Hey, you got your crap together. You finally got it. Let's get it. Let's get it together. Now I can do my thing and you do your thing and, you know, we can make it happen. But you chose not to do that. So I choose not to deal with you. But it'll be after everything is in. We're going to have a conversation first.
Exactly. After. See, that was my whole thing. Okay. When you decided to have this conversation right now while the event is happening, it helped me to further know that you cannot accept the fact that I'm trying, that I'm doing something different, and you were not a part of it. So you got to show, I mean, and in front of everybody, you're going to have this conversation, because she went off on Issa and called and told her she was a user. She is messy. She's a couple of, you know, beans and other stuff in there, you know.
So perfect example. You know how some people are meant to be in your life for a season? She would be one of them people. She would be one of those people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I was doing. Because you have two different scenarios. I kept having hard times. This was going wrong. That was going wrong. You were always there. You always helped me out. You know, we always did this. And now I'm on top. I'm getting stuff together. Now come on and join me. That's one scenario. The other scenario is
right.
The one where she, you know, she helped her figure out who she was. And, okay, come on and join me, but you don't want to join me. You want to be mad because now you think in your pea brain that I think that I'm better than you, that I don't need you, and that's not the situation. So you did what you're supposed to do in my life. You came in. You helped me. You did everything that you thought I needed at any moment that I needed it. And now that I'm on top and everything, now it's time for you to go. Now that I've figured out who I am, it's time for you to go. Now, that wasn't my intention in the beginning, but
right.
me first, that is now my intention. Okay, deuces. You were meant to be in my life for a season to do what you did. And you also showed me that it doesn't matter how much people hang with you in the trenches, you know, once you start doing better to the point to where they feel like you don't need them anymore, then they show you their true colors. So, yeah, it's time for you to go.
That's what I was just about to say that, too. It really, when you grow, when you, like you say, now you kind of getting the hang of what you need to be doing with your life, I think that it's important that true friends will celebrate that, right? True friend, I was talking about payoff. Some people love for you. That's why I always tell people, some people love for you to be down. They can only deal with you in a struggle because it's crazy.
Because that makes
I'm telling the
chair.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. It's kind of like, it's crazy. It's just like sometimes just even husbands and wives grow apart. Best friends grow apart. You know, it happens because some people really, especially when they think, in their head, they don't say it, but their mannerisms are, I'm better than you. And for you to fail, it's like they expect that, so they cool with you failing. They cool with you, you know, always broke, being broke. But as soon as you don't have to ask them for nothing, as soon as you, they can't understand it, it messes them up, you know. And they wait for their phone call. They waiting for you to call them and say, man, I need you this right here. They waiting for you to fail so they can be back on top. It's crazy.
Yeah. And see, those ones are not your friends.
Not at all.
They
and
act
I think,
like they want the best for you, but they really don't.
Yeah. And I think everybody should. When you go through that kind of stuff, because I wish I never would have went through it. I think you should thank God when you go through it, because it gives you the opportunity really to know who's around you. Because sometimes even when you up in the crowd that you attract, are you up? You really don't know who's your real friend till you fall, right? Now, I ain't saying fall all the way down, lose everything. I'm talking about till you get in the struggle in some area or something. Everybody starts to identify who they are. And you have, when I went into 2021, I said, when people show me who they are, you know how they say in Black Panther, show them who you are. When people show you who they are, you need to accept it and stop trying to pull more out of that person. You know that you already know it.
Don't make excuses for them. You know,
oh, come on. That's right.
Or their childhood with this, or their relationship they had with this person was like this. And no, that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They told
mm-hmm.
you. They've shown you. Believe it and deal with them.
Accordingly. I didn't even say get rid of them. I said. In other words, I'm gonna meet you where you are. I'm not gonna even get disappointed. I don't want to set myself up for disappointment, because if I get disappointed, it's not your fault. I'm disappointed. It's mine, because I expected more from you than you ever showed me.
Now, just kick them to the curb and be done with it. You kick them to the curb, be done with the whole situation. Push. You ain't never got somebody here. Oh, okay. Oh, that's you?
Okay.
So I have to, you know, I ain't going to even holler at you later. Just holler.
Just holler. For real. Get at them. Move on.
Yeah.
Because why waste time like that? Why waste time like that? You know? There's a lot of times in my life where I have...
That's the craziest thing about any type of relationship. The time that I guess you can't say you wasted, but you can't get that time back that you invested in that person.
That's the truth, and I hate to hear when people say stuff like this. What about all that we've invested? Okay, two things, maybe one. Okay.
If you're having this
first, first of all, we're
what
having this
discussion. You know.
Let's say we want to talk about the time that we invested. Okay, so after all that we've invested, this is the question, the real question. After all that we've invested, this is what we have, right? Why is it like this, right? After investing so much of this time, you know what I mean? Not we need to save it because of the time that we invested. No, we need to look at these results. You know,
because we're having this conversation. If we're having this conversation, then whatever I thought, felt, believed in, all that stuff apparently did not matter to you because we're having this conversation.
Oh my God, above, because we're having the conversation.
We're having this conversation. So I don't feel that it needed to keep investing thoughts, feelings, or anything in this situation because we are where we are.
Exactly.
So I just take and energy and thought and emotion.
I want to point this out too, because I even looked at that scene that was happening, right? And just at the fact that you would even, I know you're trying to have a conversation with me, right? But that you would call me out my name, you would openly, I don't know what to say, you would openly discredit me, you know, at an event where I am the leader, right? I am the authority at that event. Girl.
Where I am sponsoring the event, where I am the main event of the event. I put it together. My name is on everything. You know, this is going to be on me. And then you downgrade and discredit and belittle me at the of my success in the middle of what I'm doing.
I just know that
the dance thing. When I'm just, and this is when you just do this to me. So that tells me.
Was there any kind of
oh my God.
There's no coming back from me. For me, there's no coming back from me.
No,
I can have future business is there. I can have people who may be thinking about buying into my business. I may have, you know, there's on. It's, you can't redo a first impression.
Oh, you can't.
So,
you really can't.
And this person and does him what he did to her. If that's her best friend and she knows her,
we wanted to get back now.
What she's saying, and there may not be any. You know, that's not what all these other people are gonna see.
Let me tell y'all about when I found out the best friend I had was not a best friend. Okay. I had the best friend. And she could live with me. She could, you know, she struggled. You know, in other words, it was kind of one-sided. You know, I could help you. I could, you know, go beyond whatever, call of duty, whatever. Poor best friend, right? So the best friend decides she's going to go live with a dude, right? So I noticed when she went to live with the dude, she never did call or anything like that, right? So when she popped up again, you know, you got some explaining to do. What's happening? She said that while she was with the dude didn't like me, right? Okay.
Wow.
First time I've been through this situation. First thing, let me tell y'all something. I'm weird. So the first question I ask is, well, why would he not like me when he met you, you was living with me? You know what I'm saying? You was living with me. You know what I'm talking about? You didn't
yeah.
have a job. So obviously somebody was helping you. So if anything, dude come get you out, you know, from living with somebody. If anything, you'd have a good attitude, you know, towards that person, right? So obviously it's a conversation that's being had while I'm not around. You know, that's negative with this dude, see? Wasn't so much worried about the dude. Well, I was looking at the fact that I'm supposedly your best friend. And I had to tell somebody this before. Sometimes you're best friends with somebody and that person, in other words, they're your best friend, but you're not their best friend. I know this sounds crazy.
Right.
But no. I'm so serious. You could be all best friend, whatever, but in their world, that's what I tell people. You got to make sure your worlds are aligned. In her world, I was not the best friend, okay? So you got to be careful of these people that y'all be best friends in. There should be some rule and regulation, okay, to this best friend stuff. All right? Now, I'm not going to go into bozoism tonight. So I'm going to stay over here in these best friends, okay?
Too late.
Always,
too late.
Always check the temperature of your best friendship, okay? You got to check the temperature. Because if you, girl, get me started. You wake up one day.
And shit.
You wake up one day and you have given so much to you just don't even know how to. You don't know, where did I go wrong? There should be some type of balance. If you're best friends, you got to make sure that you're best friends with each other. Okay?
Yeah.
You got to. If we're not best friends with each other, we're not best friends. You're not my best friend. We're talking about,
right.
let's look at the phrase, best friend. That goes beyond
good friend.
It's
your best friend.
Yeah.
Ride or die.
You ride or die. If nobody shows up, you show up. You know, look, people are too quick to call people best friends. It should be, get an application.
No, it's not just that. People are too quick to call people friends, period.
Jeez. Now, that's deep right there. That's deep right there. Okay, first of all, let me give you one of the things that lets you know that a person ain't your friend. If they don't know your address, and I'm not talking about your Facebook web address. Okay? I'm talking about if you have fallen and you can't get up and you got to give them directions to your house. How much time do you have to give them directions? How much time, for real? Are you frantic? You know, you're frantic, you're scared, and you got to give your best friend directions to your house. That's not your best friend. It's not. You want to say that? If I tell you nothing else on this show, those of you that are listening out there in podcast land, if I don't give you any other good advice, this is the best advice. Put it on your refrigerator. Do they know your address? Boom. Just saying. They don't need to know your social security number. I said, do they know where you live? You call them right now and say, come see me. Are they going to ask you, or are they going to say, send me the address? Send me the address. Put it in my navigation, in my GPS.
Mm-hmm.
That right there. That right there, scratch them off the best friend list. Just drop them down a notch. Just a notch. Because that's not it. All I'm saying. Yeah, I'm going to get out your business. I'm going to get out your business. This has been a good show tonight. Man, you want to say anything else on this? I just, that scene in Insecure really bothered my soul. It bothered me so much. Because I was like, people do that all the time. They want you, they would rather you be in a messed up predicament so they can feel bigger than you. And then all of a sudden, you not quite know where you're going, but you got your footing and you are taking off. Oh, they can't deal with you. But a lot of talented people deal with folk like that. Because I had a person in my life that do that. Everything I do, I don't think God said that. Oh, I don't know what you're doing. What you doing now? Oh, you just doing too much stuff. You need to focus on one thing. I said, that wouldn't be me if I focused on one thing. I would not be me if I sat down and said, I'm just going to sell Avon. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Are you serious? I would literally go crazy. Sitting down saying, I'm going to just focus in on, I couldn't. I'm just not even going to play with y'all. Find somebody else. Find somebody else. You know, because I was there. I was outside doing something. I don't even know what I was doing. Oh, I was painting a sign for my thrift store and looked at the trailer, and it looked like I needed to paint it. So I painted it.
Well, right.
So that's just me. I've been like that all my life. And I'm happy with me. So, boom. Blow somebody for a look. Just totally mess you up. You'll be all right.
Yep. And because I am happy with me, I can very easily tell that person, you know what? Holla.
Holla. Oh, this thing. Oh, you don't call. Oh, you don't use the phone much. You don't call people. No, I don't. I'm just not that person. I'll call you if I say and want to, and I'll say, I just want to call and hear what you sound like. That's it. I'm not, I don't do telephone calls. I'm not a telephone call person. Now, I may get that telephone, I may get that conversation thing every now and again. I might call up a bunch of people and say, hey, what you doing, girl? Girl, yeah, you know. But nine times out of ten, I'm not on the phone. I'm not. I was hooked to Pam. She can talk. She can talk about the past, the present, the future, things that never happened, her imagination. She can talk.
Really?
I can't. I'll put it on speaker and let her go for it. But it's not for me. I'm not that one. No. Anyway, okay, Sam, you want to sum up, give you, what they say, closing remarks?
I'm glad I get on the show this week. The past couple of weeks, I've been at work right now, but hopefully next week I will be back in again and on time. Until then, I have a
so excited that we're back on here. And, you know, like I said, we live in real lives, y'all. And sometimes that 8 o'clock hour be consumed. You're like, wait a minute,
yeah.
It's 8 o'clock. Jeez. But anyway, next week I want y'all to get prepared because at 7, 219, the talk will be on. Then at 8, boom, here we are. So I want y'all to stay blessed, stay encouraged, and remember, dysfunction is dysfunction. I don't care how you dress it up. You understand me? When a person is revealed, meet them right there where they are, or just tell them, okay, go ahead then. Move on. We love you. This has been 3926 Central. Remember, be a family, no matter what.